Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Last night's interview with Brett Baer, that was really something to behold. I hope y'all had a chance to watch it. If you haven't, spend the 26 minutes and 43 seconds or something. I saw the Trump War Room tweeted out and it was like new Trump ad, and it was just the interview.
Yeah, it was funny.
it was well done. Here's a part of the interview last night, and we're going to go through some of these and react
to
it.
Exhausted of Brett.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person.
Why did she say it like that? And yeah. Donald Trump has been running for office.
Come on. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade, people have become. But listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me.
Yeah. Womp womp. And Donald Trump has been running for office.
They told her ahead of time, look, this is only 27 minutes. If you can talk real slow, you can get by with less questions.
And just don't shut up.
Yeah, just keep talking.
People are like, Brett Baer talked over her. I'm like, I don't think that that's really how that went.
I felt like they talked over each other.
Yes. Yes.
Both of them were doing it.
Because she asked a question, or he asked a question, she refused to answer it, and he said no. He was basically like, no, this is my question. You're not here to just talk to Fox News viewers for 26 minutes about whatever you want to talk about, when it's actually about the viewers, the people who tune in to watch Brett Baer. Like, remember, people choose to tune into Fox News. People choose to tune into Brett Baer. They trust him. He has viewers. She is trying to access his viewers. She is not gracing anybody with her presence when she's at talking to Brett Baer. She is there to speak to the American people who trust Brett Baer with their 5 o'clock hour every day, or their 6 o'clock hour every day, depending on where they are. She has the honor to be able to be on his show. That's the way that works in television, but she doesn't treat it that way. She is disgusted from second one of this interview. She is allergic to the thought of Brett Baer, Fox News, and you if you watch him. That's the truth of the matter. That's why she was so hostile. She was not hostile towards you or towards Brett Baer. She was hostile towards you. She hates the idea of you. And Brett Baer says that when he's going through this and saying, like, listen, 79% of the people think that the country's on the wrong track?
Yeah, 79. Mm-hmm.
And her response is, Donald Trump is running for all of it.
You know what I mean.
And he's like, I don't know what you mean.
What? I have no idea what you mean.
I tweeted that last night. You and I both know that was terrible for Kamala Harris.
Wait, I don't know that we both know.
What do you think about her response there to that specific question when she's pressed on the issue of saying, everybody thinks the country's going on the wrong track? And she has no actual real substantive response.
It's a terrible response. I mean, it's awful. It's one of the worst answers I've ever seen to these questions that are really. I'm not going to say those are easy questions, though. She gets a lot of easy questions. That's not one of them. Brett Baer did not give her easy questions. Good for him. But they are questions you would expect as a candidate. And she is she had one goal in that interview. I think Brett Baer actually said this afterwards. That was to get sound bites at Donald Trump for other networks to play.
Yeah. The viral moment.
That's it.
Yes. Here's more from last night with Brett Baer on Fox News in their quick 26
minute
interview.
You were asked on two different shows last week what, if anything, you would do differently than President Biden. Here's what you said.
Would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be, and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden. And so that would be one change in terms of...
But they clap! They clap! Yeah, like she, seals.
She's not. She's not him.
That's What's true. The difference between you and Joe Biden? Well, I'm obviously not Joe Biden. He goes, I've noticed. And they're like...
Jokes.
Yes. That, I mean, come on.
Also, I think it's important to say with, you know, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump.
So you're not Joe Biden, you're not Donald Trump, but nothing comes to mind that you would do differently?
Let me be very clear. My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency.
How? Details. Prove it.
How, Kamala? Madam.
Madam Vice President. He was so polite to her.
Mm-hmm. When he would address her.
Which is the correct thing to do. I'm not suggesting some way, shape, or form that he shouldn't have been doing that, or that he didn't really truly mean it. But you can't be anything other than exceedingly polite in those moments, because then that'll be the story.
It's also just such a long title.
Madam Vice President.
To get to break into when you're talking to the president, you say, Mr. President. That one you go, Madam Vice President.
Well, it's the same as Mr. Vice President.
It just takes too long.
It's the same thing you would say.
Yeah, Mr. Vice President. Either way, it takes too long.
MVP?
That would be fine.
I don't think she did a very good job of explaining the difference between Joe Biden and herself. And I mean, so good on Bret Baier and his team for having clips ready to be like, you're not debating me, Bret Baier. You're not debating Donald Trump. How about you debate you? How about you go in on your own words? Brad, to have those clips ready for her to hear her words, those two responses to Colbert and to The View.
Oh, yeah.
That had to make her staff just go, are you freaking kidding me? That she would have that response in that moment, but to have her respond to her.
Yes. When I watched this, I had it on and I was watching it on my phone, and when they popped the, I wasn't expecting the clips. And when he popped the clip up, because I was like, ooh, I like where this question's going. And
then
it was
really
the clip.
Technically impressed with how he just, it happened so quickly.
He just threw it and there it was. And it was, I was like, oh, this is brilliant. And then she was forced, and the reason she responded the way she responded is she's trying to both run away from this administration, yet take credit for this administration.
And like, nobody's held her feet to the fire.
No, and he just laid it out there. And the brilliant thing was, like you pointed out, was he used her own words against her. It's like, all right, you said this, and then you said this. What gives? Clear this up for us.
Yeah, I was very happy with the setup and also understanding. I mean, I've said this multiple times, Ryan, you interview people on your weekend show in Wiggins America. When you say initially it was a 30-minute interview that they were supposed to have, it got shortened. When they showed up, they said 20 minutes. It ended up being from start to finish 26 minutes and change. That is not a long time to talk to somebody. At this level, like when there are a million things that you'd wanted to discuss. That is not a long... People think that's a long time. It's not a long time.
No, it's not. They spent the first roughly third of it, maybe more, just doing immigration, because she wouldn't answer the questions on immigration. And if you have clips, which they did, if you have anything more that... You could do
which
one...
Which is evidence. In a court of law, like if you're trying to make a point and you have evidence to go towards what you're saying, that makes a more compelling case. So you can't just skip over it. You don't skip over it in court because you're trying to squeeze it in. You have to present.
In the comedic world, there are comedians that they say, oh, man, they've got a great hour set. But beyond that, they don't really have anything. And people kind of know them for that. Oh, they got a great set for this long, but they can't do Q&A. They can't do this and that. They got a great set. That's Kamala Harris. She doesn't really have a great set. She has a set that lasts about 30 minutes. And Bret Baier knew that coming in. And was like, I know her set. Heard her.
He talked about how he studied how she answers questions. Did you hear him talking about that?
No, I didn't hear that.
I think it might have been with Sean Hannity, but he said, I went into this interview and I had studied her responses to the specific topics that I wanted to address. I knew how she would answer the questions, and that helped prepare me for how I was going to present those questions.
And so he was trying the whole time to get her off of the same comedic set.
The formula.
The same talking points, the same half hour she does on every show and every interview and the debate even. But I think what he ran into was that she was just going to stick to it and kind of talked over him at times. And he would say specifically on immigration, his questions were great. They were tailored to her talking points.
His first question was, how many illegal immigrants have been released into the country under your administration? And yeah, that's when she started the, you and I both know that, what we're talking about here.
He knew she was going to go to the end of 2023 HB2 that was supposed to be a bipartisan bill. He knew right where she'd go. Mm-hmm. And she did. And the questions were tailored to that.
Yeah.
And she couldn't answer them.
Which was preparation.
Yes.
What was really interesting, too, is after he like said, no, these people, these women were murdered by people that were let out before that even became.
Before that. That was his
and
point.
And she had to pivot back to that amnesty bill that the Democrats put out there that even Democrats didn't like at the beginning. She's like, well, we had that too, and if they'd have done it, just think about how much time we would have had doing that. It's like, that was a mass amnesty bill. Yeah, he was ready.
He was ready.
I was going to do one thing. Now I'm going to shift to the other because we're playing some of these videos so you can watch them with us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. If you are tuning in to see what we're talking about and vote in the YouTube poll, I want to play for you this clip where Bret Baier is pressing Kamala Harris specifically on the American people and how the American people feel about the two candidates, and understanding that we are a very divided country, very equally divided. It's not like it's an overwhelming support for one candidate over the other, as far as we know right now.
Why, if he's as bad as you say, that half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States, why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
What the hell does that mean? What is she even talking about?
Well, Bret Baier asked, this is easy, right?
that's not what happened.
No, it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy, Bret.
I know, but
it's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a cakewalk.
And she's saying that like she's talking to a fifth grader who took their first math test. Like, it's so demeaning. Like, when Bret Baier is responding to Kamala Harris's very aggressive labeling of Donald Trump, saying he's unstable. She repeated that multiple times. He's unstable. He's like, listen, half the country likes this guy. Half the country is choosing to support the man you say is unstable over you. What do you have to say to that? And she's like, it's not easy. Why would anybody think this is supposed to be easy?
Yeah. They misguided the 50%? Listen, are they stupid?
What is it? I would never say that.
But she did. She did come out and say that the American people were stupid. She did actually use, in her own words, the idea that they were stupid. She said that herself.
And it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
Ah, she said it right there. She just called 18 to 24 year olds stupid, which is strange because it's a big voting block for her.
Yeah, and those people are probably almost 30 now because that was a good reason.
That is why we put them in dormitories, and they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Anyway, back to the Bret Baier interview. More
about the American people. And in fact, if you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle and diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about an enemy within, an enemy within, talking about the American people, suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
She's getting real mad. She at that point, you could tell that she wasn't feeling it. She wasn't feeling Bret Baier in the interview anymore. Like, it was interesting to watch. I'll say that there was a person in my household, I'm not going to identify the person who was, who goes, how come as she goes through the interview, her voice keeps getting higher? It's like, I don't know. I have no idea. And then I wanted to, before we go to a break, we're going a little bit long here, but I want to play this last clip because I think this really shows her judgment.
Called Donald Trump He's misguided. You say now
he's unstable. He is unstable, Brett.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Joe Biden, I have watched from the Oval Office to the Situation Room.
Okay, I want you to hear what she says here. She says that she's watched him from the Oval Office to the Situation Room, and I want you to hear how strongly she endorses Joe Biden's abilities.
And he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people.
So I've watched him do what he's done. That's right, Brett.
He's very experienced.
He's very yeah, we know that. He's like the most experienced person ever to do with a job. Ever. There's no judgment there in the wisdom and the wonderful decisions that he's made. She says, you've watched as he's done what he's done. I don't understand what that means.
There were no concerns raised.
Brett, Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
I understand.
And Donald Trump
but
is.
But you talked about it.
And Donald Trump
after
is.
After George Clooney said within a few minutes of talking to President
Donald
Biden
Trump,
at a fundraiser that he thought this
Brett,
was not the
Brett,
same Joe Biden that we saw on the
Donald
debate stage.
Donald Trump is on the ballot.
I understand. You met with him at least once a week for 3.5 years. You didn't have any concerns?
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump, which is why the people who know him best, including leaders of our national security community, have all spoken out, even people who worked for him in the Oval Office.
So you have a back-to-back questioning, which was like when I heard this in the car, I was listening to it on Sirius XM when I was driving from point A to point B with my kiddos. And when I heard her going in and elaborating on how unstable Donald Trump was, she is assessing his mental faculties. Kamala Harris is very confident, very bold in assessing the mental faculties of one Donald Trump. And out of the blue, I didn't even see it coming. And I usually kind of know where they're trying to snake their way. I have an anticipation on that. Donald Trump is unstable. And Brett Baier pivots and said, when did you know that Joe Biden was diminishing? And she's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
She's like, Joe Biden's not on the ballot. And I all would be like, I wonder why. Because his mental faculties are in decline. And you, Kamala Harris, were saying like a week before you became the presumptive nominee that you couldn't keep up with him. But you know that Donald Trump is unstable right now. You're a political hack. Everybody knows it. Everybody sees it. Brett Baier called you out on it. And it was magnificent.
I don't know. I'm kind of learning. Like next time my wife asks me, did you just look at that woman? I'll tell you what I did look at. The sound of a child's laughter. The beauty of the creation around us.
You were on the couch. That's a yes. In fact, I did look at her. And even if you didn't, you in big trouble.
I'm not going to say yes or no. I'm going to tell you what I did look at.
It's your life. You do what you want. Hope you got a great couch. Let's take a quick break. Let's get some of the responses to the YouTube live chat poll. See what Brad and Brian think. Did Brett Baier conduct a fair interview? Yes or no? I'm an absolute yes. I love it. I wish he'd had more time. I know he did as well. I think Kamala could have done without more time. Tell us what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Let us know what your vote is. We'll be right back. I'm
coming on. And now it's time to play. Is Annie okay with this?
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being here with us. It's Thursday, which means it's Trish is back in with us for Annie, Are You Okay? Which I forgot. But I'm so happy when she walks in. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right.
Hi, Annie and crew.
We'll talk about the YouTube live chat poll when we come back. Did Brett Baier conduct a fair interview? Yes or no? You have to let us know if you were okay with that interview. And we'll get those results with Ethan in the next segment. But yeah, let's do Annie, Are You Okay? Trisha, are you back in the swing of things yet?
Yeah, ish. I'm here.
How long have you been back? A week and a half?
This is week two.
Mm-hmm. Does this feel normal?
Some parts of it. Yeah. Like today felt more normal where I was kind of getting in a rhythm.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Nothing. It's all.
Trisha's got a 3-month-old baby at home. So she is back and at work. And, you know, everybody always wonders if someone's going to come back after maternity leave. So we were all very happy that you did.
I am happy to be here. I did not sleep well last night. Mm-hmm. So we woke up at 4 and started our day. And here we are.
Yeah. Ooh,
fireworks. Or, oh, baby.
No, the fireworks woke the baby.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Why are there fireworks at 4?
Quite the event. That was what the baby asked.
Annie, are you okay?
Annie, are you okay? Man hiding from police falls through ceiling. This story out of Pennsylvania.
It's convenient.
It actually is for the cops here. This story out of Pennsylvania. A man wanted on a bench warrant had to be treated for minor injuries after he fell through a ceiling while hiding from the police who were there to arrest him. He was in the attic when officers arrived. They heard him moving around above them before he crashed through the ceiling and was taken into custody.
Sounds like a Chevy Chase scene.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
What a guy from Liar Liar. Hey, what's your legal advice? Stop breaking the law!
Annie, are you okay with hide and seek?
So in our household, we, not everybody participates, but we do a lot of spooking and scaring.
Mm.
Do you scare your kids?
Not as much as I should.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's the right answer. Did you guys ever have, did your parents do that to you when you were kids? To try to scare you?
My parents never did that.
No.
It was a war between me and my parents.
I don't feel like I got scared very much. If anything, I tried to do the scaring.
Do you like to be startled and spooked?
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to arrange that. I got to write that down.
Damn.
Man. Yes?
I tell you.
Ethan,
I worked
like
with Ben
that?
Boyd for 2 years. I mean, like, I had no choice but
deal.
To like it.
He was here yesterday and got me, and I'm still coming down from it. It is terrible.
Do you like to be spooked, Ryan?
No.
Startled?
I don't think so. Not really. No, I would not appreciate that.
Brad?
It's all right.
Trisha?
No. No. Get out of here with that.
See, this is where I'm a total hypocrite. I do not like it, and if you spook me, I might punch you in the face, and that's your fault, not mine. But you just know the risks when you... Like, it's my natural reaction to being scared is violence.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah?
But it's involuntary.
Oh, totally.
So...
Like, that's why if it happens, and I hurt you, that's your fault.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. It's whatever. Your fault.
I will say that one of the cutest things in the world is when your little kids, my kids are a little too old now, when your little kids jump out to scare you and they think they really got you.
And you go, ah! Oh! No! And they go, and oh, like, I got you, Dad!
Oh, my gosh, this yes. is the best! I got you!
Well, to your hide-and-seek question... Hide and seek in our house usually is for the purpose of scaring each other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's not. We're not really seeking. We are aggressively finding.
We do let's prepare for a government raid. And so we call it hide and seek so they don't really know, but we're like, uh-oh, Mr. CIA guy's coming.
He's got aviators.
Yeah, get behind the dryer.
It's a yellow lettering.
It's really weird in the same show where we're talking about implementing communism.
A court in Switzerland says it's okay for companies to force employees to clock out to use the restroom. This started during COVID when a watchmaking company was called out for logging bathroom breaks. It's gone back and forth in courts.
A clock company?
It's a watchmaking company. Yeah.
That's ironic.
How timely.
Yeah, exactly. Let's all laugh at Ethan's joke just like we pretend to be scared when our kids spook us.
Yeah.
Good job.
See you guys later.
I was thinking it. Good job.
Though law was apparently unclear, they finally found a court that agreed with them. However,
sounds like Georgia.
Court shopping.
The ruling said that clocking, no pun intended, out for bathroom breaks discriminates against women. So if they continue the practice, they will have to require to account.
Why does it discriminate against women?
I don't know. They said that they're required to account for gender inequities if they keep making employees clock out for using the restroom.
Dude, spend way more time in the bathroom.
It's because you guys have to sit down. That's why. That's the answer. It takes longer.
Yeah, we just walk in, hit it from across the room, we're out.
It doesn't take that much longer. Plus, men sometimes take longer to pee.
Look, and sometimes men sit down, too.
No, never.
We don't
That's
do that.
Never happened.
You don't sit down to poop?
Nope.
Not in world history.
No. Same thing. Take it from across the room.
Yeah, across the room. Reardon knows if I walk in, I'm like,
another
for three.
Handwritten
He's
letter.
Like, oh, let me watch out.
No. No.
Yeah.
Handwritten letter from that lady. It's coming my way right now.
I
Will
did
you
not
please
say.
Just send it to Ryan? Don't send it to me. Yes. Send it to him.
Send it to Ryan and mark it like R-E poop.
It's like the only handwritten letter that I've received that was just directly about the show. And it was like, please don't talk about bodily functions. I think that's exactly what how it was phrased. Like,
oh, I can't talk about spitting either. I mean, there's lots of bodily function that aren't poop.
Yeah, but there's just one you like to speak about.
I'm not trying to. It's this lady keeps dragging me back into it.
Okay, was there a question?
Yep, Annie, are you okay with different bathroom times for men and women?
What do you mean? Like the differences? Like,
it's, are you okay with them having to require different times?
Why would it take us longer?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
Just sitting down doesn't take that long.
It's longer.
Ethan doesn't sit down for anything he does in the bathroom. So
Wiggins is the one that threw out the deep.
We don't sit down to pee. We do sit down to wash our hands on the male stools.
I'm proud of you for washing your hands.
You are fired. Give me my guitar.
Can you imagine walking into a bathroom? Just some guys sitting there washing their hands, taking their time. Yeah.
Tim Walz.
Yeah, Tim Walz.
A Georgia sheriff is facing backlash for calling for backup after a Burger King got his order wrong. This incident actually happened in 2023, but unfortunately for this guy, he's up for re-election and the body cam footage was just released.
You know what? They've been holding on to that.
You know they have.
They've been holding on to that.
You just, know they
he
have.
He called for backup because they got an order wrong. Put that one in the file.
The footage shows deputies arriving with their lights flashing and sirens blaring. The restaurant employees did not know he was the sheriff, but they had locked themselves inside because what they told the deputies was they felt very threatened. This man was very upset. The sheriff, Big Mad, said his wife could not have mayo on her
the
Whopper.
The sheriff what?
Was Big Mad.
Okay, like, I thought you said that was his name.
His name was Big Mad.
Well, that works.
No.
Sheriff Big Mad.
It's his nickname now. Said his wife could not have mayo on her Whopper, and that's what he was upset about. And at the time, it made sense to call for backup, and in hindsight, he maybe should have left. Annie, are you okay?
Not in hindsight.
In normal sight. But also, I guess, call me old school, but I thought you could have it your way. Kind of siding with the guy and his wife. About the mail.
My
question was,
yeah,
Annie,
that
was
locked and loaded for a while.
Are you okay with mayo? So,
well,
sure.
You can still ask it if you wish.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cards Against Humanity is paying non-voters to vote. Did you guys hear about this one?
Paying them?
Yeah, the party game, the wrong way. The party game company announced it will pay voters up to $100 to be eligible, voters must have not cast a ballot in 2020. They must write an apology for not voting 4 years ago, create a plan to vote this year, and post a pre-written disparaging comment about former President Donald Trump on social media.
Well, I don't like that last part. And that was it until all the work, too.
The essay you have to write. My question is, are you okay with game nights? But I think that this story is, there's more to unpack there.
Cards Against Humanity is really invested in this. Why?
I don't know. They also hate Elon Musk. If you go to their website, it's all about suing Elon Musk for something.
Cards Against Humanity's website is about suing Elon Musk?
Are they, so they're against humanity. So are we to take
and
this as a
Donald
positive?
Trump. And yeah. Donald Trump.
There you go.
Make your own assumptions.
So is the apology meant to be written as a, I'm sorry I didn't vote because maybe if I would have, Trump would have gotten in?
You know, that's a good question because it doesn't follow logic.
No, it doesn't. Or humanity.
Or humanity. I don't know.
Game nights are more fun than I think they're going to be. That's about all I can say about them. I'm not like scheduling them. But if they happen and I'm there, it's like, okay. I don't want to learn new games, though. You guys like to learn new games?
No.
No, but whenever I do, I'm like, this was fun.
Yep.
But I don't want to do it.
I'm not.
I hate it when you have to read the rules and you're all sitting around for 20 minutes trying to figure it. But at the end of it, I usually feel pretty good about myself. Like, I learned something new.
Is
and
it
I did
because you're a winner?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know what the worst is? Cause it doesn't happen very often. But when you do all of that work, you figure out how to play the game, and then the game really sucks. Mm-hmm. You're like, this was stupid.
Don't you just assume you were playing it wrong?
No, I assume the game sucks. Which it usually did.
On a scale of 0 to 10, Ryan, how competitive are you? 10 is most.
I'd say a 9.
Okay, I'd say I'm a 9.5.
Oh, really?
What about you?
Can I revise my answer?
No. It's locked in.
I don't like these
Call
rules.
For backup.
I think this game is stupid.
He's trying to turn over the table. It won't flip.
It won't flip.
0 to 10. How competitive are you?
Probably a 7.5 or 8.
Brad?
No, I'm probably like a 9.5 to 10.
I'm probably like, does this speaker go to 11?
Yeah.
I'm going to turn it up.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
What about you, Trisha?
Maybe a 7.
Maybe a 7?
Maybe.
Ha ha, we'd all beat her. You know what I mean? High fives.
I only sort of care.
That's about a 7. Yeah. It's like, I feel it, but I'm not going to do anything about it.
Like, not enough to act.
Yeah. You got one more?
If you want one more, I can do one more. Okay. FCC makes it easier to cancel subscriptions. This is a good thing, I think. The Federal Trade Commission is making it easier to cancel your subscriptions. The agency has finalized its time is money rule, requiring services to make canceling a subscription or membership online as easy as signing up for it. Cancel options must be offered in the same website and include the same number of steps. Annie, are you okay with the subscription world we live in?
I don't like that other people can subscribe you to things, but I think there was an email law that was passed maybe years ago, that said that there has to be an unsubscribe link in the email that you get of a subscription that you have. And I also thought I recalled it having to be above the fold, which means that when you open that email, it has to be before you have to scroll it all. And the fold is different for every resolution of every screen that you might be on. So it has to be listed in a prominent place. And I also know that email, I think Gmail does it, where you can like go unsubscribe to all the things you haven't participated in.
I feel
recently.
Like that never works, first of all. You
Not
go
enough.
Through, like you spend, I'll spend a day and a half unsubscribing. And
then here they are.
I come right back.
Yeah.
I thought this was more, and maybe I read it wrong, I thought this was more like Netflix. When you go to cancel your Netflix, you have to like call your mom, who has to call your grandma, who has to get her credit card out. And like, it's very hard to cancel anything.
I haven't had Netflix since they did the little girl weird thing. I canceled it then.
Okay. Any of them, Paramount, Apple, anything.
I cancel everything, and then we just sign back up when we want to watch a specific thing on that, because like if it's $8 a month, that's the same as what it would cost to rent something or whatever. Like, instead we just rent the service. And so I'm subscribing and canceling things all of the time, so it's like we can watch whatever we want, but if we want to sit down and we watch a movie as a family. We watched Ghostbusters the other day. Super slow. That's the first time I'd ever seen it. No.
Oh, the original.
Yeah. First time I'd ever watched it through.
And you didn't love it?
I didn't.
Really?
I wasn't like mad at it, but I thought it was
a little slow.
84. I think it came out in 84, maybe.
Yeah, maybe things just move faster now.
It just was too slow.
Huh.
My son liked it, though. He thought it was funny. I think it was geared towards him.
The rules on this FCC thing, it sounds great. The rules sound as complicated as it is currently to unsubscribe from
something.
Fair
enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
Just a little reminder, if you're interested in subscribing to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, we are at 9,961. So we are 39 subscribers away from 10,000. And if we get to that 10,000 mark, we are going shopping at Johnny Brock's. And Ryan and Brad and I will pick out costumes to wear in the 2 o'clock hour of the Halloween Annie Fry Show episode. And we will choose that, and it'll be all on the YouTube channel. So come subscribe if you haven't. We are 39 people. 39 of you can put us over 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. Trisha, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for
having
me.
We've been waiting all day for it, and we're happy that you were here. Let's take a quick break. The results to today's YouTube live chat poll when we come back. Did Brett Baier conduct a fair interview? Yes or no? Let us know what you think. Don't go away. Do you love drama? Show. I just walked back in and you guys were discussing the Brett Baier Kamala Harris interview.
Yeah, we were just talking a little bit.
Do you think he was fair?
You go first.
Me go first? Yeah. I think he was fair.
You guys should just talk over each other the whole time.
Yeah,
just argue with one another. Same time.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Ma'am.
No.
Excuse me.
You go first, please.
Ma'am.
Please.
Ma'am, I'm talking.
I'm trying to talk.
Madam Ryan Wiggins.
I don't know what to do to get you to talk.
Madam Vice Host.
MVH.
In that sense, I think it was unfair. Actually, that is my answer to this poll, is that I think his questions were very good and very fair. He seemed like he was trying to pack as much into the 28 minutes or 26 minutes as he could. And so he ended up talking over her. And she talked over him too, but I don't, in that sense, I'm going to vote no, that it wasn't fair, because there was a lot of crosstalk, and I just didn't think that came
off. I don't think
well.
He was packing a lot in. I think he was trying to drill her down on the single question that he was asking. What do you think, Brad?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Annie. I think that he was trying to drill down. I think that he was asking follow-up questions, and if Kamala had her way, Brett Baer would have been like, so, southern border, and she would have something, Donald Trump border control
bill. Donald Trump killed the bill.
Yeah, blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah. And he's like, all right, well, I got to go to the next question. And he wouldn't let her do that. And he's like, no, no, no. How many people came in? Your administration gave this number. How many people do you think came in? And I think that was excellent. I think that's something that I, as a watcher, as an American citizen, wanted from hosts or from journalists that are asking, because they're supposed to be my voice. One of the things I tweeted at Brett Baer afterwards is, thank you for what you did. I felt like you were speaking for me tonight.
Mm. Yeah, I think that the part about Brett Baer's approach that I appreciated so much was very much so what we talked about yesterday about what I wanted him to do, which is to not go wide in the subjects that he covered. I wanted him to go deep into any subject that he wanted to cover, that he deemed of a priority to highlight, so that we could find out what Kamala Harris does when she's not allowed to just take over the interview and say something, and then the interviewer's like, well, that's not an answer, but anyway, moving on. That he did the opposite of that, which is why I think it was incredibly fair to the American people. If people think it's not... Did you think it was not fair to Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I didn't think it was quite fair enough to let her talk. I think he should have let her talk more.
You think that his pushing back was too much?
I liked that he pushed back, but I think he did it too much. Yeah.
What was he supposed to do?
I think he's supposed to let her just kind of ramble and then get, you know, let her go into something and then jump in. And he kind of jumped in too quickly, I thought.
She showed up late, did she not? I was told she showed up late.
17 minutes late.
Their staffers were telling him that they wanted it to be 20, 25 minutes. They wanted to lessen the time.
Yeah, 30 minutes originally. And like you're saying,
that's on them. Brett Baer was forced, in my opinion, to have to do those things.
Great point.
I think that if it was up to him, if he would have had all the time in the world, he probably would have allowed her to have more time to speak. But yeah, it would have also been a very Kamala Harris thing to try and stretch things out and force them to not have to dive into a lot of different subjects, in my opinion. I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah, I did too. You want to give us the results of today's poll?
The YouTube live chat poll. Did Brett Baer conduct a fair interview? 416 votes, guys. This is a close one.
Excellent.
94% say yes.
Ooh, that is close.
6%
say no. Apparently Ryan has like 10 accounts and is voting no.
It's like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah. I might be losing this thing.
I think it's incredible. I think that watching Brett Baer handle himself and talk, great point, Ethan, about the circumstances that he was in to have that interview. He said to, I think it was Sean Hannity that I was listening to last night, he made it seem like for a second they weren't even sure they were going to show up, that Kamala Harris was going to be able to make it in time to conduct the interview. So he was rushed because of the Harris campaign. And maybe it showed, but that's on them. 9,966 people subscribe to the Annie Fry Show. We just need 34 people. And we'll do something ridiculous for Halloween. Thank you to everybody who subscribed so far. And a reminder, on the Audacy app, AUDACY, you can take 97.1 with you anywhere you go. You can check out our podcast of all the shows right there on that app. And crystal clear reception no matter what you do. Thank you for tuning in to 97.1 FM Talk. Do not go away, because Mark Reardon's coming up next. So,